rising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizing. Right on, Mars.
Why am I playing the theme song to a TV show for Bea Arthur, who's dead? She's not today's guest. Today's guest is Maude Holbrook. She's currently a waitress at Harry's, where she's been since 1987 through three different owners. She's turning 80 years old, March 28th, so her birth year, 1942. She's been waitressing in Santa Barbara since 1960 at the age of 18, so for the past 62 years might be a record, should be a record. In addition to working at Harry's, Maude Holbrook is a venerable, walking, talking restaurant historian with stories on restaurants from the past and serving various celebrities, actors, sports people, etc. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, Maude Holbrook.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Glad you could make it. You're working all the time, so I'm glad we could find a spot. And interestingly enough, your daughter, Liz, was on the program because she works for the Wildlife Network, and we had she was chastising me for my hatred of crows, and she's with us today, so live studio audience. So before we get into your history, where you first started, you moved to Santa Barbara in 1954, and you'll tell me about your first restaurant in 1960, the Ski Lodge. But Maude is not your legal name.
No, it's not my birth name.
Not your birth name. And so Liz, I assume that's not her real name. It's Elizabeth. Are you guys in the witness protection program?
Yeah, we are.
What the hell's going on with you people? Nobody knows. So how did you end up with the nickname Maude?
I worked with a friend that had the same name as I do. And so it got confusing to both with Maureen. And so when people would say, well, let's go see Maureen. Oh, which one are you talking about? Oh, no. So we ended up she was Mo and I was Maude. And that's been my name ever since I've been working in restaurants.
And this goes back to the 1960s?
Yeah.
And which restaurant were you working at?
Well, the first restaurant I worked at was at the Ski Lodge. And I just started waitressing there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to say, which restaurant or bar were you working at when this name change occurred?
I was working at Gus's Bar.
Gus's Bar in Old Town Goleta.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in the 60s.
Yep.
And it was very unusual because I understand you might have been the first woman bartender?
Yes, I was. First woman to work behind the bar. And my friend worked across the street. And she was the first one behind that bar.
Gotcha.
So we got the ball rolling.
We're going to have to get a pad for your hand so every time you put it down on the table, we don't hear you clicking your ring on the pad. But it's a sound effect. It sounds good to me.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start at the beginning. 1960, you're 18 years old. Your first job is at the Ski Lodge.
That's right.
I don't know that. Where is it? Was it?
Well, it was a little A-frame building that looked like a ski lodge. And so when I started there, I made 59 cents an hour, and I was thrilled. And then plus, you know, getting tips were, at that time, were, you know, nickels, dimes, quarters, but it was money. And so it was a great job and a great place to start waitressing because I had never waitressed before.
And your personality, you kind of seem a perfect waitress. I've known you for a few years. You just were cut out for it.
Yeah. Well, in the beginning, I probably wasn't cut out for it, but I had fun and I enjoyed meeting people and lots of characters, and they, you know, everybody has a story to tell, so I enjoyed it.
And whereabouts was the Ski Lodge? Santa Barbara?
It's in Goleta. It's still the building is still there. Now it's like a pro golf shop because it's where that little nine-hole golf course off of Fairview.
It's behind the tire shop.
Yes, exactly.
I know that building and structure.
Yeah.
That used to be another restaurant.
Oh, yeah, it was a couple of them, two or three before it was that.
Oh, that's neat. Well, they should put a plaque up for you.
They should.
First restaurant. Let's get a hold of them who owns that building.
Yeah.
Well, 59 cents an hour, I remember in maybe 1964, 1966, I was 10 years old, and I remember getting a slice of pizza and a Coke for 25 cents, so...
Yeah,
59 cents went a long way.
It's not too shabby.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So, how long were you there? Where'd you go from there?
Well, then I went to the San Roque Steakhouse.
Oh, okay. I should be looking at the sheet that San Roque. And where is that? Well, let me guess. San Roque.
San Roque. It's where now Madame Lou is.
Oh.
The restaurant Madame Lou.
I used to go there. Their buffet lunch. I would eat so much. I would die. And San Roque Steakhouse. I understand. And then there's a little note here that Liz wrote down. Cold duck story.
Oh, yeah.
What's the cold duck story?
Well, after working at the ski lodge, I thought I was a hot shot waitress and could, you know. So I go to work there. And, of course, they served wine and beer. So the horse show people would come in, you know, when they'd have the horse show at
Earl Warren,
yeah. So I was waiting on this, probably about 12 people, and they ordered a bottle of cold duck. Well, I didn't know. I'd never drank any cold duck or anything, so I didn't know that was like champagne. So I pull it out of the refrigerator and I slam it on the tray and I get all the glasses. By the time I get there, I had stirred this bottle up so bad that as I was taking the wire off, the cork just flew up right between my bangs and the cold duck squirted right in my face. And it caught me by such surprise. I grabbed the bottle and I squirted the whole table with it. Everybody had cold duck dripping off their faces. And there was about that much left in the bottle. I just reached up and I chug-a-lugged it down.
Are you sure you weren't in the Three Stooges movies? That's what
it sounds like.
I could have
played all parts.
And they must have been just, was it funny for them?
Well, it
turned
out that, thank God they had a sense of humor because, you know, and then of course my boss, which was Harry Lane, a wonderful man that I worked for so many years, and he came out and, you know, they each, you know, gave him at least four bottles and the party went continued on.
And you're still pretty young. You're 18, 19 years old.
Probably about 20.
Oh, by then you were okay.
Yeah.
So you worked at the ski lodge for
a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, that must have been a big step up, and you were serving dinner, San Roque Steakhouse. God, mm-hmm. I never heard of that place. Very nice. So you were there for a couple of years?
Yeah.
Something? And then I have down here is a Silver Spur. Is that the next one?
Yeah, that was...
I don't know that one either.
Yeah, well, that was a real nice dinner house. The next time, I'm trying to remember the name of it after it was the Silver Spur. It was a...
Where is it?
I took my daughter there after it changed from the Silver Spur on her 21st birthday. Do you remember the name?
Birthday?
No, the restaurant we went to. They had a band and everybody. It was fun. But
whereabouts is located?
That's why I was trying to figure out. It's on Hollister. Hollister, close to the little German restaurant that was been there for years.
Oh yeah, Dutch Garden.
Dutch Gardens, which
sadly just
is
closed.
They're going to reopen again.
The same guy?
No.
That same guy was like the soup Nazi guy. He was kind of a tough guy.
Oh boy. I worked with a few soup Nazis.
My guest is a walking, talking encyclopedia of restaurants in Santa Barbara. She started at age 18 in 1960, and we're going through her history because she's turning 80. She's been at Harry's for a while. And, so the Silver Spur was near Dutch Garden on Upper State Street.
Yeah.
I don't know what restaurant still, is it gone? The location is gone?
The Chili Factory? It was the Chili Factory, but it's something else now.
Okay.
And at one time it was a school for cosmetology.
Oh.
Which I didn't go to that school, but I did go to cosmetology school.
Oh, well,
too.
You look very nice.
Yeah. It paid off.
Okay, so that was the third restaurant, the Silver Spur. You were a cocktail waitress. And then you went on to the Valley House. Where was the Valley House located?
The Valley House was in Goleta. In Goleta. It was right across from a dive bar that sometimes we'd...
In Old Town Goleta?
Yeah. But the Valley House was there for me. And then it became BJ's of all names, and then it became I think it's a Mexican restaurant now.
Oh, right on Hollister.
Yeah, yeah. You probably, I can't remember the name of the of it now, but it's still a restaurant.
Operating,
yeah.
And operating. Mm-hmm. And was that like a steakhouse, or what was it?
It was. It was a dinner. Well, it was a, in a, the beginning, it was just a coffee shop, and then they built on to the, and then it there was a bar in the middle, and then a dining room.
You know, and this is also in the 1960s still?
Yeah, well, this is in the late, you know, later on, yeah.
So, because we were on the fourth restaurant, are we still in the 1960s?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I didn't, I managed to keep the jobs for a while.
I worked a few doors away at Hobie Baker's. I was a waiter there during college.
Hobie Baker's, well.
In the late 70s.
It became Hobie Baker's.
That's the location, right?
That's
on the corner
the,
of Orange
originally
Avenue.
That originally was the Valley House.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jack Sears. I worked for Jack Sears.
Yes, yes.
Oh, son of a gun. Well, of course, I was there in 77, so the Valley House was long gone. Now, I understand you have a story there about a particular bill. You tallied up a bill for four good-looking guys that you were waiting on? What's that story?
Four tall, handsome men, and they were sitting in my station, and they ordered appetizers and drinks, and I thought, wow, you know,
high rollers,
some nice scenery in here, you know. So,
gee. You're
so
a women's liberal. You were ready.
Yeah, I was strutting around there. So, anyway, they were there for about an hour, and then one of the fellas calls me over. Oh,
I'm looking at her hitting the ring on the.
We'll
put your purse there, so then you can hit it on the purse.
Yeah. Okay. So. Anyway, he said, asked for the check. So I go over, and this is before computers or anything. Everything was done in your head, and you had a tax sheet, and you had to add up. And so I take the check over, and the amount was $49.49. So I handed it to the fellow that asked for the check, and he looked at it. And I see him hand it to the next guy, and then he hands it to the next one. It went all the way around the table. So I thought, oh, shoot, I must have made a mistake, you know. So he calls me over, and he says, could you re-add this? Because I think you might have made a mistake. I said, oh, okay. So I go back, re-add it, and I come back. I said, you know what? I re-added it a couple more times, and I said, it comes out the same amount. And then the guy says, well, do you know who we are? And I go, well, no. And he goes, well, I'm Dick Nolan, and this is my assistant coach, which I can't remember his name. And this is John Brody, my quarterback, and then another fella. He says, we're here training at UCSB. And he says, can we keep this original check? And I said, sure, I'll rewrite a new one. And anyway, I became friends with the
49ers.
Because they were on strike for 6 months. So they were in town for 6 months. And I used to party with them, and they had a big Winnebago, and I would drive them, take them bar hopping. And anyway, and they'd be back in the back, you know, playing poker and stuff, and I'd drive them to.
You'd be driving the Winnebago?
Yes.
Oh, my God. And you were in your 20s.
I was in my 20s. Almost 28, 28 or something like that. You know, I don't remember numbers because I never thought I'd be telling this story. And so, you know, it may not be exactly the right numbers.
I wonder if Dick
but
Nolan
the experience,
is.
I remember.
Well, as a matter of fact, we have a surprise for you. We've got Dick Nolan on the other line. He's going to talk to you right now.
Oh, well, bring it on.
I don't even know who he is.
Bring it on.
Is he dead? Is he still alive?
John Brody's.
Oh, he did die.
Yeah, but John Brody is still around.
The quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny to get a hold of him?
Would be funny.
My guest is Maude. Then there's Maude. What?
I thought that's what you were saying. And then there's Maude.
And then there's Maude. She just kept coming. So that's a great story. And it would be great to reconnect with, what's the quarterback's name?
That was John Brody.
John Brody. Wow. Okay. So then Valley House, the old where Hobie Baker's was, and is now a Thai restaurant. So then we went to Flightline, I don't know where Flightline is, but was it the one by the airport?
Not that one.
Okay.
It was the original Flightline.
And where was that located?
And that's been torn down. So it was right on, right next to the airport. You
could see on on the Hollister?
Yeah, that's why they call it.
So you've kind of focused on this area. You're staying within...
Yeah, because I was living in Isla Vista, so I was stayed in that area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what Flightline... It looks like you met a couple of people out there. Someone who owns a plane.
I met a lot of people, but
who owned a plane?
The one I met that stands out is because I usually work days, but I happened to work that night. And the gal that I was working with, somebody called in and said, "We just landed our plane. Can we come over and get something to eat?" And they were getting ready to close. And so the gal says, "Okay, you take them, because I've got things to do." And I said, "All right, sure." So in comes John Travolta and the woman that had been his companion or friend for years. Anyway, they came in and had snacks and drinks.
Uh-huh.
And then, first time, he tipped me $100.
Really?
Yeah.
And that is...
And that got me sold for sure.
Wow. Well, so that's, and that's maybe 1970 range? We're into the 70s now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of money. Now, I have down here under John Travolta, Diana Hyland. Is that the woman that you're referring to?
Yeah, that was her.
I don't know her. Is she just a...
She passed away. She was she was a little older than he was at the time, but they were...
So they were a couple.
Mm-hmm.
What a sad story with John Travolta.
Yeah,
and then he just lost his wife, his beautiful young,
not too long ago.
He's had some sad... Yeah.
I used to see him a lot too because I told you I was a cosmetologist, and I also worked at the Robinson's Beauty Salon in the Robinson store, and he used to come in and buy makeup in our shop for his friend.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So did he remember you? I mean, you guys knew each other now?
And then one other time, a few times.
Is he the one that issued the restraining order?
He is.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, throw those in, boy, because some of that could be true.
Well, that's a great story. All right, look, let's take a point here to take a commercial break. My guest is Maude Holbrook. She's celebrating her 80th birthday. She started working in 1960 at the Ski Lodge for 59 cents an hour in Santa Barbara, or in Goleta, I guess. And we've got more restaurants to cover. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.
You can meet Maude when she waitresses at Harry's Cafe Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.